In our final talks with my guest, Dr. Greg Dennis, Doctor of Osteopath, he goes into his insights of longevity. He's a big proponent of getting down the bare basics of longevity, which is clean diet, working out, drinking healthy water, a lot of the stuff that I promote on my show, and leaves very little to some of today's fancy longevity supplements. However, he does have a few tricks up his sleeves that I can add to my own arsenal of longevity hacks. So if you're interested, stay tuned.
How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years, and I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals.
If you need a little bit of guidance, check out my show notes. I have a link to schedule a free 15-minute Zoom call, and you can ask all the questions you want.
But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode.
This is part 3 of 3 of an interview I did with Dr. Greg Dennis from Vibrant Life DC. If you'd like to catch up, just go back a couple episodes. Well, Dr. Greg, let's move on to our next topic. I wanted to pick your brain on like longevity. And you mentioned a couple of research scientists in the field, like Dr. Sinclair. I've heard his podcast and stuff. And I've had some other guys on my podcast that talked about all these signal molecules like transveratrol, MNM, or things like that. But what's your take on longevity? Is it just more diet-based? Obviously, I hope it's more diet-based, but if there's anything to enhance the process, I'd love to hear about.
Yeah, so big topic and lots of, I guess you'll hear differing opinions from David Sinclair on what the ideal kind of diet is and the ideal supplements and et cetera, et cetera. So in my opinion, and we can talk about some supplements and things, but as I mentioned to you before we started recording, probably, 95% of longevity practices is going to just come from natural things. What we eat, movement, good sleep, good water, things like that. And these blue zones, which have been studied, which I'm sure people are familiar with those, but if not, there are areas around the world that they have noted that people live extraordinarily long. I mean, and they have a large number of centenarians in these areas. And so they've been studied pretty heavily on their diet and their lifestyle and things like that. Now, all of them have a little bit different type of diet. Everyone wants to try to figure out like what is the best type of diet, but they're all different. So I don't know that we can come to any conclusions there. What I will say on nutrition is all of them eat very clean, unprocessed foods for the most part. And you can debate, well, do you need higher protein? Do you need more vegetables? Do you need this, that, and the other? But I think the common thing is they eat real whole one ingredient foods. And so that's obviously completely opposite of what we do.
Yeah.
You know, we process
fast food,
processed stuff that has fast food that has multiple ingredients in it, high fructose corn syrup, or drinking monster drinks and just crap. I mean, we are literally putting crap in our body. And so it's no wonder, I mean, our cancer rates and everything is just going through the roof. So if somebody were to eat real whole foods, okay, and I tell people that's usually my health tip all the time is eat foods with one ingredient. Yeah. And that's even if it's red meat, I'm a fan of red meat, a steak, it's got one ingredient, meat, fish, chicken, broccoli. It's one ingredient, doesn't have a label on it. It's just, that's what it is. Now you can get into, well, that broccoli was probably sprayed with Roundup. And so yes, organic's always better. I mean, you can really go down a lot of rabbit holes with that, but usually the first step is to eat real whole foods. And so if somebody were to do that, they get to a healthy weight. And if they're eating like that, then they probably will get to a healthy weight. They exercise regularly. And that can be, of course, I'm a gym rat. It can be going to the gym. It doesn't have to be. It can just be get outside, walking, moving. I mean, you just want to move. I mean, these people in the blue zones, they're not going to the local gym, but they're active all day long. And low stress, that's another big thing. I mean, we're constantly stressed. So we're doing everything wrong in our culture. So we're eating poorly. We're eating highly processed foods. We're not moving. We're sitting down all day under fluorescent lights. We're not getting natural sunlight. We're stressed. So we have high cortisol. And so it's just, it's a vicious cycle. But if we're doing those things, so we're eating real foods, we're moving, we're exercising, we're getting natural sunlight, we're low stress, we're getting sleep, we have community. That's the foundation of longevity. And it's not as sexy as talking about all these supplements and talking about resveratrol and NAD and doing IV therapy and doing all this stuff. That's not near sexy, but 95, if not more percent, and this is just my opinion, according to Dr. Greg, but the majority of it is all that just kind of foundational stuff. Again, you don't see people at these blue zones. They're not taking supplemental resveratrol.
Yeah.
And so that's the crux of longevity. Now, All that being said, if you are, say you have all that down and you've got all that foundational stuff, which most of us don't, I mean, most all of us can make improvements in any one of those areas.
I'm still working on it.
I am too. I study this stuff. I am too. It's very difficult in the culture that we live. And if you want to icing on the cake, if you will, and just a little few extra things, and there's all kinds of things you can do. David Sinclair again talks about resveratrol, a substance, you know, found in red wine and grapes and those kinds of things, and about NAD. And a lot of that comes back to mitochondrial health. And so the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell, and that diminishes as we age. And so if we can help maintain mitochondrial health, which is what a lot of these, I guess, supplements do, more of the lifestyle that I talked about, but it really all comes back to mitochondrial health. Fasting is I didn't mention that, but fasting is a great free thing to do that's fantastic for longevity, and it increases autophagy, which is self-cleaning, and it can decrease inflammation. So that's another great thing you can do. And again, there's camps out there that are taking a drug called metformin, which is a diabetes drug, and it's been shown to potentially increase longevity. And again, there's some studies, most of them being in mice, that have shown a little bit of improvement in longevity. I don't do those personally. And then there's the whole world of peptides. There's all different kinds of peptides that you can do. And some of them kind of show some promising results. We don't really have any great studies as far as, are they going to make you live longer? I mean, certainly there's some that can decrease body fat and give you more energy and all those things. But are they actually going to make us live longer? I don't know.
Yeah. And you forgot about nootropics. Remember, that's a big thing everyone's doing to try to take that magic pill to get to that higher level of production in life. And that's probably associated with longevity. But
I mean, probably not. But there's so many things that people are doing out there. And what's funny is, again, they're not doing all those basic things, but yet, I mean, they're eating like crap and drinking alcohol and doing all this, but yet they're taking nootropics and NAD and resveratrol supplements to make them live longer. Yeah. And that doesn't really make any sense to me. Most of the stuff is the basic foundational things that are simple to do. And I think you get more benefit, if we can talk about maybe some biohacking and stuff, but I think you get more benefit from things like fasting, things like sauna therapy. I'm a big fan of sauna therapy. Cold thermogenesis, I'm a big fan of that. It's wintertime here in Oklahoma. I keep my pool open all year around. So I get my pool after I get in the sauna, and it's pool is probably 40, I don't know what it is right now, probably 45 degrees. It's cold. Yeah, there you go. Oh, it's painful. I've been doing it for years now, and it's still to this day. Yeah, it sucks. But anyway, those are things I like to do. Now, once again, I do believe that has some benefits, both mentally and physically. It can burn fat, increase nephrin, it increases brown fat, which can metabolize the white fat on which is what we see. I mean, there's some benefits, but again, if you're drinking six beers a night and you got a pot belly and you're eating fast food, and then somebody says, well, I'm going to start doing cold plunges to get healthy. I mean, come on. I mean, let's start with the foundational stuff first.
Yeah. I know in my world of personal training, how do you boost your mitochondrial level back up? Move, and move a little bit faster sometimes. Boom. You start increasing the amount of mitochondria in your body. That's been proven. And then I started dabbling in fasting and a little bit of longer fasting. Mm. And I've seen the autophagy work on my blood work with my doctor. He was like, oh my God, 3 months, what have you been doing? And I told him. So I've seen these things, and I'm pretty good at clean mineralized water. I try to get healthy air, but not everyone can afford the HVAC systems with the best filters, but you do what you can, and only whole foods every now and then, some bad foods. I like to have a social life. Dr. Red, I had someone on my podcast just yesterday with a supplement, and they were trying to figure out why these Okinawan centurions in Japan were living the way they were. And they think they found the derivative of some amino acid that could be the key and all that kind of stuff. Very interesting, and it may or may not be. But everything you just said earlier is, what is that society doing? They live simple lives. They farm for themselves or fish for themselves. There's no pollution there. They move. They walk everywhere. They get sun. Yeah. We don't get sun anymore. Yeah. I'm a cave dweller. I have to take vitamin D3 just to get anything going on, because that's my lifestyle, because I have to. So that's probably 95% of why that society like made it so far. And maybe they got lucky with something they're eating to get the extra 5%. I'm there with you.
Yeah. And you mentioned vitamin D. I'm glad you mentioned that. So that may, and again, this is all just my opinion, but that may be the single best longevity supplement out there is vitamin D.
It's free.
Well, it's free if you're going getting the sun. Yeah, the sun. If not, yeah, if you can, you can take a supplement, but it's in which case it's very cheap. But almost everybody I see, and that's something that I check in every patient that comes to see me. And again, going back to quote conventional medicine, they don't check vitamin D levels. We're just never taught that. And it's so important in the immune health and multiple systems in the body. And it is rare that I have a new patient that I check that does, that has normal or for sure optimal vitamin D levels. The range is huge on that. And most people are really low, and many that I see are just completely in the toilet. And so if people ask me all the time, hey, what's the number one supplement that I should be taking? And I'm like, well, probably vitamin D. I mean, of course, it's good to know what your level is. And because people ask, well, how much should I take? I'm like, I don't know. Depends on what your level is. But vitamin D, gosh, is so huge. And not to open this can of worms, but there was a study a while back that when COVID was really, we're right in the middle of it. And we were seeing, because we had been treating people pretty aggressively from the get-go, and we were just noticing that those who got really sick tended to have lower vitamin D levels. And so I was, I guess, suspicious for that a year or two since COVID started. And then a study came out, and of course, nobody heard about it, but it validated what we were seeing. And they took a group of people of all ages, and those that had a vitamin D level of, and it was specific for COVID, but those that had a vitamin D level of greater than 50 had almost a zero mortality rate from COVID. And 50 is okay. I wouldn't say it's optimal. We like to get people even higher than that. But that just shows the importance of vitamin D as it pertains to the immune system. And you would have thought that particular study would have been breaking news, and you people would have been, I mean, national news. Hey, study revealed vitamin D level associated with COVID outcomes. Everybody go get their vitamin D level checked. And crickets, nothing. You didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
I mean, and they still, most people don't even check it. So.
Yeah, that was a huge thing for us, was being at home, us personal trainers, going home. We had the luxury of bringing our weights there so we can get good workouts in there. But then we didn't move, and we tried to walk around. Eventually, people would get comfortable in their homes. And I try to do my blood work quarterly, if not three times a year. And that was one thing I saw, was my vitamin D levels dropped next to nothing. And I was feeling super tired and just unmotivated, having to do more and more coffee for the caffeine. And my doctor caught that the next blood work. He's like, you need to boost this up. And sure enough, that took care of it. So I think that's super important.
For sure.
So, well, cool. Well, Dr. Greg, how can my audience get a hold of you? You have your podcast, FitRx podcast. And what about your DPC practice? I imagine you do Zoom too, right? Not just local.
I do. Yeah. Yep. So FitRx is, I mean, you can catch my podcast, and it's on Google, Spotify, Apple, all the typical things. And I only release an episode every other week now. I'm not near as frequent as you are. I still run my practice, and so it gets busy. But really enjoy doing that. Had some good guests, and hopefully we'll continue to do that. And we talk all about everything we are talking about here. I mean, we talk about healthcare and nutrition and biohacks and fasting and weightlifting and just all kind of stuff as it pertains to health. Yeah, and my primary care office is Vibrant Life Direct Care. And so that website is vibrantlifedc.com. And there's actually a link to my podcast there, and it talks about what all we do there at our clinic. On top of just basic primary care, we specialize in hormone optimization, and we do a little bit of peptides, and we didn't even get into all that. We do something called the ozone therapy. And so anyway, we do all kind of fun stuff in there. But yeah, you can check us out, vibrantlifedc.com.
Okay. And my audience knows, I'll put all that in the show notes as clickable links too, so they don't have to write any of that down. But thank you so much, Dr. Greg, for coming on my show. And I definitely want to pick your brain again, maybe 6 months from now, because I keep learning more and more stuff, but I have no one to backboarded against, and it'd be great to get you back on and talk about a few different topics and dive into those too. So
yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, appreciate you having me on.
If you'd like a little bit of help checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top. For those of you out there that don't know what rebounding is or small trampolining, check out my episode 408, where my guest talks about rebounding to get a little bit more cardio in your weekly routine. I, for one, have always loved high incline walking on treadmills, but after seeing how much space I had left in my garage, it just wasn't going to happen. Since I've been using my rebounder, I've added 10,000 more steps per week on average. It feels amazing on my lower back, which I'm always careful of. So for any of you out there that want something different or have any type of injury, It's a fun and different way to get your cardio in. It's a space saver. Your family can play with it, and you'll get closer to the amount of steps you're trying to get in per week. I highly recommend checking out this rebounder from JumpSport. Check out the link in my show notes. Let's get some high-intensity training back in your life and keep that motivation going.